If the job is a view of the panopticon and the world market a higher one above it, and if massive numbers are no longer caught in its trap, no longer seen by the machine called management, how can power know that our energies are focused, being directed down non-threatening paths for it? What could be the new form of oversight if job and nation state in their current forms are no longer doing the job? What could the new form of oversight be if job and nation state in their current forms no longer exist? What could they be if not building local self-sufficiency, using planetary resources managed globally, renaming them, perhaps ironically, communal? Doesn't it seem likely, if control is their obsession, and given current realities, that the resources of the Earth could be declared communal in the face of their destruction of the planet, with the best thinkers, quote unquote, drafted globally to address the global emergency? We've seen the massive destruction that comes as consequence when we the people are kept in harness, all the peoples and lives robbed in the name of jobs or protecting the economy. What should this tell us about what happens when we put our gifts on hold and give up our responsibility? What does this tell us we must do? Keep giving up our power or try something new? Try coming together and discussing new thoughts, then demanding spaces to plan, and then demanding land. I think these would-be kings think that because they are small in number and work in concert and have accumulated vast sums of dollars, that they can be swift in execution while we are large and lumbering, infinitely diverse and unable to maneuver because of it. But from Homer to Shakespeare and all points before and beyond, we know swift as thought is how we go. Distributed wide and deeply sown, power is checked when we say no. It's that simple. And until next week, peace.